The Twins squaring off with the Royals in the back end of a doubleheader. KC won the first game. Minnesota looking to earn the split as they send Adalberto Mejia to the hill. No score in the first. It's Mejia facing Salvador Perez.
1-1, a line drive to left. That is towards the bleachers, and Perez is homered again. Another two-run homer. Four batters in, 2-0 Kansas City.
And Grossman follows with a blast to right center field.
Run.
Robbie Grossman to right center. And the Twins answer back, and it's 2-2.
A deep drive to right field. Back is Soler. 4-2 Twins.
Bye-bye. Nice swing by Kepler. Way to go, Kep.
Another hitter's count and another two-run home run. Blasted run, to left run. Center field. It's hit a long way, and it is off the base of the wall.
Run.
Adrianza around third. He will score on a Dozier double. A high fly to left off the bat of Jimenez. Back to the wall, Bonifacio, and that ball is gone. Jimenez goes deep.
The Twins earn a split of the doubleheader, taking it 8-4. Robbie Grossman, two hits and two RBIs. Adalberto Mejia with his first career win, allowing three runs in seven innings. Salvador Perez with two home runs in the loss. The Twins able to earn the split of the doubleheader as Robbie Grossman went deep. He spoke after the game.
Dozier had a great at bat, and just tried to get a good pitch to hit, and ended up barreling it.
Let's talk about your pitcher. Adalberto Mejia was really good today. What did you see from him that you liked?
Yeah, it's always exciting when guys like that come up and pitch well, and I'm happy for him, and I'm even more excited that we got the win.
You're a big part of the outfield that's created some great defense for this team this year. What's clicking?
These guys have been running the balls down all year, and it's fun to watch.
Max Kepler with his fourth long ball of the season to give the Twins the lead in the bottom of the first. He talked afterwards.
There's not much of a break in between. You don't really have time to think about how tired you are. I'll admit my legs are kind of heavy now, but, you know, we got that trip to Baltimore, which I'm going to rest on. We're going to get them tomorrow.
A couple of home runs, including your two-run blast in the first. Ian Kennedy was the pitcher. He's a savvy veteran. What was the game plan, and how did you guys both execute early against him?
Once again, you know, just see the pitches deep. Keep it simple, you know, put a good swing on it. Like I always say, you know, just keep it simple.
What a difference a year makes. You guys got off to a rough start last year and really never found your traction. This year, a good start, and you're starting to win series like this one on a consistent basis. How do you keep that going? I know it's early, we're only in May right now, but how do you keep the momentum in the train going now as you head to Baltimore?
You know, we've really built a positive vibe in the clubhouse amongst all our teammates. You know, if one guy goes down on the field, doesn't succeed in his job, you know, the other one's there to pick him up. I keep repeating this because it's so big to have chemistry in a team, you know, in a ball team. And it's overlooked a lot of times when there's, you know, a bunch of studs on a team, but they're not connected. So this year we're really gelling. And, yeah, it's just all positive no matter what the result is. So it's good.
Up next, the Twins begin a series in Baltimore on Monday.